Welcome back to Welcome Back. I'm Octopus Caveman.
Welcome back.
That's already causing like weird sound issues.
Sorry.
I like the energy though.
Thanks.
And you are?
I am Jenna.
You're not throwing in the pro-Israel thing?
Pro-Israel, Jenna. I mean, we have already isolated the Palestinians.
Yes, they're
gone.
Where
they, as they should be. Oh.
Were they gone episode one or was it episode two?
Oh, episode one, I threw in the Gaza Strip. Okay. Israel, as it should.
So are we four for four with Gaza Strip?
We are. We're four for four.
How do you feel about Kashmir?
I think it's very soft and sometimes overpriced, but you can normally get it on sale at Nordstrom Rack.
I'm talking the...
I'm just trying to segue into something less political.
Okay, I was talking the Led Zeppelin song, but...
Oh, I think about the country.
No, the song is... I think it's droney and awful. And then...
Oh.
Puff Daddy really drove in the last coffin nail for me on that.
Oh, I didn't even know P. Diddy did a thing.
Is he sticking with P. Diddy?
I don't even know. But, like, I asked Siri to play me a Puff Daddy, play Puff Daddy for me. And he was all like, I don't understand you, Jenna. Or he doesn't call me that. He was like, I don't understand you, Emma. And I was like, seriously, Siri? Come on now, dude.
And then I was like, here's the search results for dude.
But seriously, he like does not understand. Like, hey Siri.
I really have no opinion.
No, Siri, hi.
This week, sure special guest, Siri.
Hey Siri.
How can I help you this evening?
Play Puff Daddy. Oh, it's because I played this recently, but originally they couldn't find it.
Okay.
But like,
see if Siri responds to all of them. Tell him to play Sean Puffy Combs. All right, turn that off before we get sued by the police.
It's not the police. That's like Bad Boy Records, yo.
It's the police that he sampled.
Hi, Siri.
Interesting question. And a swan.
Hey, yeah, you got my name right, bitch.
Okay, is this a segment?
Can you play Sean Combs?
You gotta throw the Puffy in there, Sean Puffy Combs.
Can you play... Blah, 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 blah. Play Sean Puffy Combs.
Did he do it? What is this? What did it play? This is Tana Dill by Sean? Why is this on your phone?
It's not. I'm subscribed to Apple Music. Oh, okay. So I could like ask Siri to play anything.
Tell Siri to play me.
Well, are you on iTunes?
Yes.
I'm not allowed to hear your music.
Yes, I love that you fucking hate my music.
Alright, so where were we?
Tell Siri to play Octopus Caveman, see what happens.
Siri, play Octopus Caveman. Is this you?
This is me, yeah. This is from Worth It, right? That's great. Is that Revival?
Yeah.
Did everything come up? It's got the album art and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great to know. Well, this is fucking podcast dynamite right here.
All right. Add it to my iTunes library. Know what I'll be listening to when you're snoring at 4 in the morning.
Don't listen to me. I like it better that you don't. It's hilarious to me that you're just like, yeah, do not give a shit that you're a musician.
And normally I love musicians.
Just, but with you, no, not into it. Not feeling it, bro.
Sorry, dude. Hey, broski.
All right, I think it's time for some Jenna's Kesha Corner. Jenna's Kesha
Corner! Oh, Kesha. And dangerous. If you want to, like, why don't you do something? Let's, like, drop this Kesha thing. Let's take a break from the KK for a while.
No, I like the Kesha Corner. It's remarkable. She's working with the Eagles of Death Metal.
Okay, you do a Kesha Corner.
Okay, are we swapping it?
You're going to take Kesha for this.
This is Jenna's Kesha
Corner?
Do you like the Eagles of Death Metal? I love that Kesha is at a level of celebrity where anything she tweets or posts on Instagram becomes a news story someplace. So I found this on Google News, and then I was like, oh, it's just a fucking Twitter post, and it's just NRG Recording Studio welcomes Kesha and the Eagles of Death Metal.
That's weird. My Google doesn't tell me shit like that.
Yeah, I don't care for the Eagles of Death Metal.
It tells me things like Pennsylvania post applications for medical pot dispensaries. And get ready, three storms on way to soak Orange County. Boo arms.
It's just Jenna apathetically reads the news?
Yeah.
No, so I don't care for the Eagles of Death Metal. I like Josh Homme. I like Queens of the Stone Age. Eagles of Death Metal, it always sounds like they're joking to me.
That's what makes them fun.
I don't know. At a certain level, like joke music just doesn't do it for me. Like, Weird Al was great when I was a kid. I hope he comes on the show. Weird Al, shout out. I know you're a big fan of the show.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He's a close personal friend of mine. He told me he loves Jenna's Kesha Corner.
Oh.
No, but I'm not into that shit. Like, as an adult, I don't have time for my bologna, you know? I mean, that would be amazing if you were like, yeah, I normally like musicians, but I only like joke musicians.
No, I have slept with some very shitty musicians just because they were musicians. So it's, I like not liking you for your music.
Yeah, I just don't know how that never worked out for me. I guess because I don't really have the ego, so I'm not like shitty about it. Like, oh yeah, I'm a musician.
These guys weren't shitty.
Well, you said they were shitty musicians.
Like, their music was shitty.
Right.
Sorry, Steve. Your music's shitty.
Sweet. Just a shout out to an old flame. That's awesome. You want to get your Bone Down plug in right now, just at the top of the show, too?
I wouldn't call Porlando an old flame.
Oh, and this was just a transition. Like, you're getting your shout outs in, right? So, shout out to Steve. Some shitty musician you slept with.
Origin of Animal.
I hope this is Steve Swift that you're shouting out, like my music partner.
No, I'm not going to say his last name. That would be weird.
I mean, unless it's a plug, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what he's doing with his life anymore.
Steve Perry from Journey, guys. It was Steve Perry.
Last I saw him was October. Like, that was a while ago.
Let's get that going, that you slept with Steve Perry. That's the reason Journey broke up.
I wish.
You would have been, like, zero when that happened.
That would have been, like, awesome to have gone back in time, like Bill and Ted or, like, Marty McFly style. I want a DeLorean.
Ask Siri when, we now have our third host for the show. Ask Siri when Steve Perry left Journey.
I'm going to ask Siri that. You're dumb, Siri. Let's go ask Google that.
No, ask Siri.
Siri, when did Steve Perry leave Journey?
Here's what I found on the web for when did Steve Perry leave Journey.
The second time in 1998.
Okay, so how old were you then?
1998?
Yeah.
I was like 13, 14.
Well, it's plausible. You live Almost Famous, right? And so that girl's what, 15 in that movie?
16.
She says she's 16.
No, because they finally get down to 16. When he says he's 15, she doesn't agree with him. She doesn't say me too.
All right, so she's 16. So, I mean, you could have broken up Journey. I like that rumor. We need to get that started.
That is a horrible rumor. I don't like lies.
Okay.
There's no need for lies.
Okay, so...
Let's find a band for me to break up.
I wanted to bring back our old friend, the Asperger's Helper.
I love it.
It's
my favorite toy.
ConversationStarters.com. They have random questions.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you bought?
Like, seriously, you're asking me that? I think you purposely picked that question.
It came up, and I thought, oh, this is fucking perfect.
The last thing I bought was 2 pocket-sized gnomes.
For what purpose?
Well, I broke my pocket-sized gnome. And it was quite devastating, and I didn't know how to go on with myself. Luckily, I had gnome earrings to compensate in the meantime, and thanks to Amazon Prime, I will have my 2 gnomes tomorrow. I got two gnomes this time because there's a new little pocket-sized gnome that's absolutely adorable. And I didn't want to hurt the other original model gnome's feelings, so I had to get him too. So I have two gnomes on my way.
Have you thought of names for the gnomes yet? Do you name them?
They come with names.
They come with names?
They come with names.
How come when you buy a garden gnome, it doesn't have a name?
Well, if you whisper proper, if you listen to the whispers, you'll hear those names, but these actually come with names in books.
What are, like, gnome names?
Like Bernard.
Bernard, that's a perfect gnome name. That's somehow, like, wonderful. I was wondering if they had, like, cute names, like Digger. Like, you know, like, are they, like...
They're people from, like, the Slavic countries, like...
So they're all just, like, I'm Joseph. Slavic countries are just, like, a billion people named Peter, spelled different ways.
No, these...
I'm Pater. Oh, well, I'm Pater with an A-E.
No, these are... They're Norwegian.
Right.
No, they're not. They're trolls. They're from that country, Denmark.
Yes.
I'll bring my gnome book one day.
They're the people who talk kind of normal, but weird, like PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird, like, what is that accent? Are you having a stroke?
I love gnomes. They make my life complete.
I mean, but on some level, it's just like a fun thing, right? Like, I had garden gnomes. I love gnomes. I watched David the Gnome. But it's just, like, a fun thing to think about, right? Like, it's, like, you know they're not, like, I wish people could see the look you're giving me right now. But you know that's not, like, a real gnome.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, when your gnome broke, you weren't like, oh, he died, right?
Well, I know he didn't die. I know his spirit returned to the gnome land to inhabit another gnome body, but I don't have that gnome body.
Okay. Is this a religion?
No, these are gnomes. I'm Catholic.
Okay, you gotta elaborate, because these things don't, like, work together.
Well, I don't want to hurt the gnomes.
I don't want to hurt the gnomes either. I don't want to hurt anybody. We're not here to hurt the gnomes. This is a very pro-gnome podcast.
And pro-Israel.
Yes! Okay. Half of this podcast is pro-Israel. Half of it is undecided. Ask Siri what Siri thinks. Siri can be the tiebreaker.
Oh, my Siri's so uptight because he's British. Like, he's not the Siri to ask fun things.
Oh, fucking throwing shade on all the Brits.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm serious about Siri.
That was a brilliant dad joke. I'm serious. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Siri?
How may I help you?
What was I supposed to ask him?
You gotta find out. We gotta get Siri to weigh in on the Palestine-Israel.
What would...
We could get Siri to weigh in on Israel and Palestine. You word it. You're the one who's so pro.
Are you pro-Israel, Siri?
We were talking about you, not me.
Do you like those Palestinian slobs, Siri?
Oh my goodness.
I'd rather not say, and swan.
I think we're under the same page.
Siri's on my
Stand
side.
Stand with the tribe, right, Siri?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry you're not a member of the tribe, huh?
Who? Me?
Oh, just shut up, you dumb Brit. I love beans and toast. And tea. And the queen. And on the 4th of July, I blast God. Oh my God, I'm just going to stop talking. And
all right. Let's get you to weigh in on Brexit now. How do we stand?
I'm done talking.
That's it? Okay, so handle this one.
Let's change subjects to something less political.
All right, let's do the poetry corner.
Okay.
Octopus Caveman's Poetry Corner. All right, I got a poem by Leonard Cohen who I love.
I have Edgar Allan Poe who I love.
You want to go first?
No, you could go first.
All right. This is from Let Us Compare Mythologies. Leonard Cohen's delightful. This is called Lovers. I picked it because I thought it was sweet.
He's so cheesy.
Am I?
It's cute. I'm getting used to it.
All right.
Your black heart is softening my black heart.
All right. Should I read it as Leonard Cohen?
Yeah, that's fun.
I can't go that deep. Okay. Like, old Leonard Cohen, he's just like, blah, blah, blah. I love early Leonard Cohen when he sang and he kind of had that high-pitched thing, like a, And then, you know, it was almost like a better Bob Dylan. And then later years, it was this a lot of syntho stuff and him just like whispering words over songs. So it'd be like a weird Casio track and him just like reading these like wonderful lyrics, which is just like poetry, like through bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part. And you're like, that's beautiful. The song is terrible. I like to read it, though. Okay, I don't mean to shit on Leonard Cohen. This is called Lovers. During the first pogrom, they were met behind the ruins of their homes. Sweet merchants trading her love for a history full of poems. And at the hot ovens, they cunningly managed a brief kiss before the soldier came to knock out her golden teeth. And in the furnace itself, as the flames flamed higher, he tried to kiss her burning breasts as she burned in the fire. Later, he often wondered, was their barter completed, while men around him plundered and knew he had been cheated.
That's painful.
That's fucking beautiful, though, isn't it?
It's nice.
Leonard Cohen, pro-Israel, so that one's for you.
Cohen. It means priest in Hebrew.
Does it?
And that is our word of the day.
Do we need a word of the day jingle? Are you a Playhouse fan?
I'll do a Hebrew word of the day. Today's word is Kohen.
That's great.
Priest. Anyway.
that was like the worst response to that. I actually think that's a great idea, but I was just like, that's great. That's good.
Here is my poem for the poetry corner.
You gotta get up on the mic a little bit.
It's Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar?
Edgar Allan Poe.
It sounded like you said
Edgar. I had a frog in my throat.
It sounded like you said Edgar, and that's kind of a cool name. Like, if I ever have another child, that's on the maybe list.
Not the first name. I mother it.
Doesn't Egner sound like a brilliant kid?
No, it sounds like he should be, like, working... Like, he sounds like he's Igor's buddy, and they, like, talk about...
Igor and Egner, we're working on a play. That's a two-hander. That's an amazing cast. Igor and Egner. Children's book?
About dismembering cats?
No! I was thinking we'd go with, like, a Goofus and Gallant thing, right? Like...
Or about dismembering pets?
No, Igor could be like the one who's like, he's the gallant, he's got his shit together.
And then the other one dismembers pets.
Yes, so it's Goofus and Gallant, but it's like, look, Goofus, and then Igor made his bed, and then Egner is just like, I slaughtered a cat.
I like it, and we're on the same page. Yeah.
Igor brushes his teeth every day. Egner slaughtered another cat. Igor pays his bills on time. Egner slaughtered another cat.
But go into more details.
The drawings are just more and more cats piling up in his room. And him just
more and more graphic details of guts and stuff. Anyway, so we're going to hear Edgar Allan Poe.
We're going to go fund me that fucking book.
Alone. This has like been my favorite poem since I was like 10.
I have one Edgar Allan Poe poem memorized because I thought it was hilarious.
Everyone has the same, which one?
Sleep.
Oh.
Sleep, those little slices of death, how I loathe them.
Well, I have like half of the Raven memorized. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I ponder weak and weary over many quaint and courteous valley, but forgot lore. Anyway.
I don't know that much of it.
I nodded nearly laughing, suddenly there came a tap. Yes, it's so much. Anyway. Alone is like a great poem. And it speaks to my soul, because Edgar Allan Poe is the greatest, and Opium is great, and Edgar Allan Poe is great.
Okay. Let's see. Don't do opium, kids.
Kids shouldn't listen to this. Do opium, folks, if you need to deal with your kids.
No, don't do opium around your children.
Do speed. Actually, don't. Uppers suck. Anyway, from childhood hour, I have not been. As others were, I have not seen. As others saw, I could not bring my passions for a common spring. From the same source I have not taken. My sorrow I could not awaken. My heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life was drawn. From every depth of good and ill, the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in the autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of the heaven was blue of a demon in my view.
That's beautiful.
I like dark things.
Well, that's not like a well-known one either. That's a good pick.
Really? That's been like my favorite one since I was 10.
Yeah, I like it.
I got my first like anthology of Egner stuff. Egner stuff. Now you're calling me Egner.
Egner. Like, every time you say Egner, I just picture
him. No, like, I'm like thinking like of a
fucked up Russian kid who's just.
Oh, you like, would, because you are Russian secretly.
I'm not Russian at all.
I love the Ruskies, Vodka, Borscht. I don't know.
We've got a Twitter question for us. My buddy, Big Daddy Jimmy V.
I want more strawberry milk.
That's brilliant. Just bring references in from outside of the show.
I just love strawberry milk.
Big Daddy Jimmy V wants to know how we met. So he has a wonderful podcast called From Ear to Table. It's a food podcast, which is great. I keep trying to get him to do season two. It's kind of cool because he has like a conversation and they talk about food like... And it kind of sounds like they're in a restaurant. It's a really cool show. And then he also does Delete Before Listening, which I've been on a couple times. It's good times. But anyway, he wants to know how we met.
How did we meet?
Yeah. And I wanted to let you know how I got that question. He tweeted it at me, at Octopus Caveman, and he included the hashtag, Welcome Back Pod. And if you'd like to ask us questions, we'll answer them on the show. We'll give you a shout out. And yeah, all that good stuff. We'll talk about it. As long as it's not weird shit. What's so funny?
I don't know. I want more strawberry milk. He was the strawberry milk man. That's how we met.
Is it weird to say that you're my parents' neighbor?
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's a weird way to meet. But see, now we're making it even weirder if we break up or have something horrible happen. Because... you're going to still live across the street from my parents, and we're going to have this show. So I think this is a more interesting question. What do you want me to do if we do have, like middle of the night, you get mad at me for snoring, and you storm out and never come back into my life? What do I do with Welcome Back? Do I just leave it and nothing, and then it's like, just
I back. Never actually left in the middle of the night.
No, you never have. But let's say it happens. Like if something...
Did I leave once? I left once.
But then you came right back.
No, once I actually think I left successfully.
Really?
That's only because your brother moved his car and I felt bad. Because you brought your brother into it. So I felt like I had to leave.
Huh. I don't remember that.
I want more strawberry milk. Okay, go on.
It's the hottest, the hot new catchphrase from Jenna. I want more strawberry milk. Tweet that. You are at Dark Swan Taco. People want to see your Spencer tweets. I hope you just retweet everything Kesha says. From here on out.
And dangerous. All right.
Oh, so what do you want me to do? Like, do I find a new co-host?
No.
What do I do?
No, I won't disappear.
But what if you do? Like, you disappear from my life. What do I do with the show? Do I continue it solo and it just becomes Peter. A bummer?
You and your bro.
So you want me to... The show must go on.
The show must go on. We will save... co-hosts and our attention and how much you hate me will be part of the show.
I think it would be interesting if we managed to survive a breakup on the show. Like, I think people that are listening
I think are probably that hoping you need to that. Stop talking about a breakup.
I'm not putting it out into the universe.
You are.
I'm not. I thought it was a fun question. So we met because you're my parents' neighbor.
Is that how we met? Okay. He was just hanging out across the street, and I was like, hey, stud.
That's right. I was watering the lawn in short shorts. I had my Daisy Dukes on. Mm-hmm. I was washing my dad's car.
I was sitting on the curb across the street smoking a joint, and I'm like, ooh, look at that fine piece of Russian ass.
Come on, be honest about what you were smoking.
A joint.
It was crap.
I do not like peppers. I made that perfectly clear.
I really don't. I don't want to spread that rumor. That yeah, I don't. I'm not even comfortable with you talking about smoking weed.
Oh, I don't smoke weed.
You can talk about it. I mean, it's pretty apparent because of Kesha's corner.
And dangerous. All right.
I don't know why you think I'm a Russian. I don't look Russian.
You don't now, but across the street you did.
In my Russian hat. I mean, to be fair, the hot pants I was wearing had the CCCP and the hammer and sickle on the ass.
Well, I mean, I figured you had to be Eastern European or Russian with, like, those shorts.
But the minute you meet me, it's just, that's all out the window. I don't look scary enough to be a Russian.
Russians are not scary.
Yes, they are.
That's Octopus's opinion. Like, I love my Israelis, I love my Ruskies, but not Putin. I mean, like, actually, I love Belarusians. I have Russians. They're fun.
If things don't work out between us, I want to
keep my preferred ethnicity to date, like, happy. So, love them Jews. Love them Russians. Russian Jews are the best. Hey.
Oh, this bold proclamation is wonderful. So, now using our show for you to further your dating. After you move on from me. Who's putting this into the universe?
I don't like this.
This is a bad conversation.
Then you should stop talking about when we break up. What's going on?
Alright, we're going to conversationstarters.com again.
I mean, you didn't answer your friend. Instead of answering your Twitter friend's question, you instead were like, so what happens when we break up?
I just wanted to know how we meet. Okay, so imagine I'm at a party and I come up to you and this is my icebreaker. What's the one thing you would change about yourself? That's my creepy voice, by the way.
The one thing I would change about myself.
You just turned into Russell from Almost Famous. You just totally did. You got on the mic and got all serious. Well, to begin with.
Everything. No. What was the question again?
What's the one thing you would change about yourself?
The one thing I would change about myself. Well, to begin with, everything. William Miller. But no, in seriousness, I would get plastic surgery to alter my ears so that they look like elf ears. That they were pointed like Legolas, like elves, like hobbits, like elfin ears.
Is this a joke answer?
This is 100% serious. Hand to Bible. As serious as I am about Jesus rising from the dead, this is the one thing I want and have wanted for years.
You want elf ears. That's a thing you can do. You can achieve that.
I know, but people judge.
Yes, they do. But why the elf ears?
I think it would make me feel, you know how, like, okay, like trans people, they claim they don't feel right unless they like get rid of their penis and get a vagina, or get rid of their vagina and get a penis, or whatever. I don't feel right unless I'm living my life as a woodland creature.
Really?
I think I would feel more fulfilled if I, like, was like an elf.
Huh. Are you familiar with Mortis?
No.
Mortis is a musician who has done some he's made some alterations to his body. This is what Mortis looks like.
He's beautiful. He's like an orc, though, so no one would love an orc. You don't make yourself an orc. You make yourself like a hobbit or elf.
Some of that is makeup, but I think the ears are legit.
He kind of has like the Buffy face. Like, you know when vampires become like angry on Buffy?
I don't know. When people ask me who is Buffy, you know my answer? Christy fucking Swanson.
You should go to hell.
Okay. That came out just instantly.
SMG, you are my girl. Love you, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay, let's rank it. So we got Sarah Michelle Gellar. We got
which
Kesha. We got Spencer. So you got to rank them. Where is she in the power rankings?
She's number one.
So SMG is. I love that we have that. SMG is number one.
She's Buffy. She's the chosen one. In every generation, there is a slayer, the one chosen to defeat the dark forces.
But you have Kesha corner. We could be talking about Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You're the one, all because I went on one Kesha tirade, you decided that I'd be Kesha's new number one fan. Girl, I feel what you're going through, but like, SMG always had my heart. But you know,
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I don't think Sarah Michelle Gellar is on Twitter.
She is.
Is she?
Well, she's on Insta. She's such a cute little mom now. Her and Freddie.
Freddie who?
Prince Jr.
She's with Freddie Prince Jr.
They've been together. She's on Twitter. I'm going to follow her.
Are we starting Sarah Michelle? Freddie, is she really with Freddie Prince Jr.?
Yeah, they've been together forever. They, like, fell in love on the set of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
He seems like a legit nice guy.
Well, that's why they've been together forever. Think right. of when that movie was made.
I also love that that guy's like a fucking dork. Oh, he's it makes him, like, endearing.
I like Ryan Felipe's six-pack. We're talking about actors from that
time. These one-liners, like, all of these things should be tweeted by you. You want more strawberry milk?
Yes.
Let's close it out. Thank you, Spider-Man.
Thank you, Spider-Man.